I love Christmas Eve. It's a great opportunity, not just for church, but especially for family, especially as our family ages. Those of you who have been through this process as well recognize that, you know, it's fewer and fewer times throughout the year that you're all together under one roof. And I think of Christmas, I always think, what comes to mind was the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds. Yeah, fat chance. While visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. You know the way the rest of it goes. Christmas, especially for kids, is about anticipation, isn't it? It's a time of looking forward to. The children have worked so hard all year, or at least for the last few weeks, at being good, desperately hoping to stay off of Santa's dreaded naughty list. But even as we grow older, we look forward to Christmas. What might have begun in us as excitement for what Santa might bring now is simply looking forward to perhaps the semester break or time off work or time with family. If you're familiar with this picture, then you know Cousin Eddie. If you're not familiar with this picture, you might be Cousin Eddie. You know, Christmas is more than just that new thing we might unwrap. We look forward to the time and the memories that we will share with the people who mean the most to us. And hopefully, we will look forward to taking time out of the hustle and bustle and hassle and pausing to reflect and honor the true reason for the season. Christmas is not just about what we might give or receive, but about the ultimate gift that God has given, not just some presents, but the presence, God's presence, His Son, our Savior. You know, the first Christmas was a time of great expectation as well. I'll be reading a familiar passage, Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. See, she was expecting something too. I've always thought that was kind of odd. You know, we refer to pregnant women as expecting. Like, what exactly are they expecting? I would hope a baby. Oh, look, it's a puppy. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. You know, the truth is, some people, perhaps even some of you, will be disappointed this Christmas. Some people are disappointed every Christmas. Some people are just disappointed, perpetually. Why? Well, frankly, because we don't get what we want. We don't get what we expected. We don't get necessarily what we think we've earned or deserved or just really, really desired. And we end up in what's supposed to be the most joyous time of the year, being miserable and disappointed and pouting. Let me just go through this text real quickly. It's a brief message. I know you're happy to hear that. Think about this, at this time of expectation. What was Mary expecting? Well, she was expecting a baby, of course. Why was Mary expecting that? Now, that might seem like a strange question, but remember, Mary was a young girl, relatively speaking, and not married. And in those days, like it's supposed to be in these days, it doesn't always work out that way, but in those days, the young girls who weren't yet married didn't have babies, at least not regularly. But why did she expect a baby? Well, because if you remember the other story, the rest of the story, an angel of the Lord had told her she was going to have a baby. And when God tells you you're going to have something specific, He always gets it right. She didn't just expect a baby. You know, in this modern day and age of ultrasound, Everybody knows what they're having. It's kind of, I had a friend in college. Her name was, her name still is, she's still alive. Her name is, her name is Karen. That may not sound strange to you, but her name is spelled K-E-R-I-N because she was supposed to be Kevin. And of course, they had no way of knowing this other than the rudimentary, you know, ultrasound that we used to have, which was pretty much put your ear on the stomach and say, it sounds like a boy. And so they had to make a quick name change right there because those were the days you had to give that name right away. But now everybody knows, and we have, parties announcing the gender or gender identity, gender reveal parties and all those kind of things. That's fine, I suppose. But Mary, being pregnant, knew that she was going to have a son. Why? Because it was the son that she was promised to have. It was the son, our Savior. For unto us a son is given. And how did Mary respond to this gift? Was she disappointed? I guarantee you this. If you'd asked her a year earlier, this was not the gift Mary wanted for Christmas. Have you ever received a gift you didn't want for Christmas? Hold on, tomorrow you will. But how did she respond? I love the way that Mary responded. I've got a microphone. That baby cannot outdo me. Turn me up.
You want the baby?
I'll give her a shot. Come on. See?
There you go.
It's you. Come on, arm. Come on, come on. Somewhere, there was a sermon here somewhere.
It's about baby.
I need you to come here and do me a favor. See that right there on the screen? Touch the one on the right and push it to the left. Yeah, just like that. Perfect. Thanks so much. That's good. That means we're already at the end. These kids are adorable. What? You just couldn't see them. There you go. You were just looking the wrong way. How did Mary respond to that gift? She responded with joy and obedience. She said to the Lord, which one is this? Is this one yours? Okay. Her response to the angel went something like this. This is my paraphrase, but trust me, it's close enough. Whatever you say, Lord, I'm in. And whatever it is that God had for Mary, Mary said, whatever you say, Lord, I'm in. How many of you understand the difference between success and happiness? Success is getting what you want. Happiness is having, is wanting what you have. This Christmas, do you want what you have? Or are you just hoping to get what you want? Will we have hearts that are open to what God wants for us? And in a broader sense, think of everything that God has done for you in your life. Maybe tonight is the first time that God has really touched your heart and God is drawing you in and you need to say, you know what, whatever you want, God, I'm in. Count me in. You need to give your heart to Jesus tonight. But you know what? If those of us who have received Christ, if God never gave you another thing, would that be enough? Do you have enough already? We complain about all the stuff. Do you want what you have? Do you want what God wants you to have? Let's stand together. You know what? Let's not stand together. Because I think we're actually going to have an offering. I'm going to pray. We're going to receive an offering while we're watching a video. So you can remain seated. I almost got her. I almost got her there. There you go. Let's pray. Father, right now, I pray that our hearts are open to the message that you have for us. And Lord, as we reflect on this season and anticipate tomorrow morning and tonight and what might happen, what we might get, what we might receive, and what we might unwrap, Lord, might we pause and reflect on what we already have, what you've already made available to us, your presence, your peace, the joy that comes through your grace, forgiveness, of receiving Christ as Savior. Lord, if there's anybody here who's never given their heart to Jesus, anybody here who's never said, you know what, I get it, Jesus died for me, sign me up. Let tonight be the night that they hear your voice calling them. Lord, draw us together and closer to you as we reflect on the birth of our Savior. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.